Radio.com.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
All right, welcome back. We are here once again, more Bucket Strategy Investing. This is where you get the best in money information and the best in money strategy. That's what we're doing today for you. Brain Trust standing by with me, Johnny Dean, which means Professor Rick Plum is here from Lucia Capital Group. Happy to get things going, getting things started with a discussion, among other things, on gifting. Now, we've had questions on this, and here's a question for you. Have you thought about giving some of your assets away? Or have you thought about just giving some money to a relative, maybe to help them out, because they got their hand out? Well, you may have heard that there could be something called a gift tax involved, but the question is there? Does someone have to pay money just to give or receive a gift? And what do you do? Are there strategies involved in this? Yes is the answer, and we can help you out because we have the financial advisor to do so. So we'll be answering those questions and others. That's coming up here in just a couple of moments. Now, if you want to get in touch with the Brain Trust, if you've got any money issues at all that need resolving right now, and I would venture a guess is you do, you give us a call, 877-PLANNER. Lines are open. In fact, we got all the lines open at the top of the show, 877-752-6637. You can also email us right here in the studio. We got a lot of those emails to get to at wealthed.com, our website. Just look for the Find Your Answer link right there at the upper part of the page. We will read and answer your email on the air. Professor Rick Plum here, and Ted Stryker has already started the meter. So we're going to have to get things going right now. He stuck his head in the cab and walked away. So we're going to get it going. Remember, if you want to talk to any Brain Trust advisor about your portfolio, I would say you need the advice and the experience of the Brain Trust. Call the folks, the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Their off-air number, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Your buckets plan should be tailored to meet your specific goals. No two plans are ever alike. No piece of advice is ever right for every single person. This is why you should not try to do this on your own, all right? You need the experience of the Brain Trust is what we do, why we do what we do on the program. The number again off the air at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. And our number in the studio, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Get on board. We have, as I said, all the lines open for you right now to ask whatever money question that you might have. Get a lot of questions on gifting, Professor Plum. There's so much confusion out there. First of all, I think the question should be asked by most people, if you're giving a gift, why are you giving a gift? There are a couple of situations, so. Right?
Well, yeah, you've got to find out why. And unfortunately, there's a lot of misunderstanding about why we are making gifts. A lot of people want to make a gift to reduce their taxable income, but they want to make a gift to a non-charitable entity. They want to make a gift to their kids, a gift to a friend or something, and they want to be able to deduct that. That's not going to help. A gift to a non-charitable entity is not an income tax deduction for the donor. The only time you get a deduction is to give it to a charity. And then on that side of it, a lot of people believe that they want to make a gift to charity to save on income taxes because it will somehow benefit them purely from an income. They don't. If it wasn't for the income tax deduction, they wouldn't make the gift. They aren't charitably inclined, but they want to save taxes. That's the wrong reason to be doing gifting, even to charity. You give gifts to charity because you're charitably inclined. Because giving a gift to charity, yes, it does potentially have an income tax deduction to it, but it's still more expensive than just holding onto the money or paying taxes on something. Because if I give a gift of $10,000 to a charity, yes, I may save $2,500, $3,500 in taxes, but I'm still out $10. but it's a matter of why are we making the gift? Are we making the gift to help somebody out, specifically a family member or an individual that we know that we're trying to help out? You're doing that to help them, but you're not going to get a charitable or an income tax savings to that, usually. The only way you're going to get a saving, income tax savings, is depending upon how you make the gift. Or I shouldn't say how, but what you give. There are reasons. There are ways to do things. So first thing you have to do is find out, why are you making the gift in the first place and who you're making the gift to? Because if you're making it to an individual, then what is the most efficient use? What asset should we be giving to that individual to make it beneficial for both parties? If we're making it to a charity, how do we go about making a charitable gift and make it as efficient as possible? Yes, there are different ways to do it. Giving cash is one thing. Giving appreciated securities is another. If you're full retirement, or excuse me, if you're required minimum distribution age or older, giving a gift of an IRA, you know, actually can help out. So there's lots of different things when it comes to gifting about why you're doing it and what assets should we be giving. But why does it matter? Well, because taxes matter. And from an income tax standpoint, there are ways to do what we want to do, help out a child, help out a relative, make a gift to charity, and also save ourselves some money in the long run too, potentially. Now, it won't make up for the amount of money that I'm giving away, but it can help, and it might make it a little bit easier to give maybe more money and help out people even more. And so what we're trying to do is get to the bottom of things and get to say, okay, what are you trying to do? We have a lot of people call up. We've had a lot of people call up over the years and say, we want to help out our child buy a house or give them a house, you know, a vacation house we have, but the taxes are going to kill us when we give it to them because it's way over the limits. Well, for most people nowadays, you're not over the limits.
Yeah, let's talk about those for just a second. When you say limits, some people say, well, what do you mean? Income limits, how much you give. There is a limit as to how much you're able to give without starting a little paperwork.
When we're talking about limits, we have to ask, which limits are we talking about? Are we talking about the income tax issues, or are we talking about the estate and gift tax issues? They are completely separate sets of taxes. Income taxes is one thing. Estate and gift taxes are another thing. So what are we worried about? Are we worried about the income taxes, or are we worried about the gift taxes? Now, you know, estate taxes are when somebody passes away, but they have a lot of coordination with the gift taxes. So when we're talking about gift and estate taxes, they're kind of the same thing. But we'll talk about gift taxing now. Not income taxes, gift taxes. And the idea is, a lot of people have heard about the $14,000 a year number. You can't go past $14,000 a year, or else you will owe gift taxes. That's probably not true. There is a very, very small subset of people who would be true in that, but those are the uber rich people, and they've already given away millions and millions and millions of dollars. But for the rest of us who are not the uber rich, the $14,000 a year number is something from an accounting standpoint, but over and above that, we really don't have to worry about it too much, unless we're worth more than $5.5 million per person, and as a couple that'd be close to $11 million. Right now, there just aren't that many of you out there that are worth that much. And if you are worth that much, you need to be talking to somebody about how do you structure your estate so that you may be able to move assets to successive generations or heirs that you want to give it to,
yeah,
without interference from the IRS.
Yeah, and that's a whole, that we're going to get into that in the next segment or so, talking a little bit about how you can do some estate planning if you happen to have that amount of money. But going back to this $14,000 amount.
And a lot of people are confused about it.
They are confused about it. But currently, you can give as much as, you can give up to $14,000 to any one individual.
If I am the person, I can give anybody I want. They don't have to be related. I don't even have to know them, up to $14,000 in any tax year, which for an individual be any calendar year. I can just give them up to $14,000 a year, and it is a non-event from reporting issues.
Yes, we've said this before. You can stand on a street corner and hand out bundles of $14,000 to people that walk by, people in line. And believe me, they're going to line up.
And as long as nobody gets in line twice in that same calendar year, I'm good.
Right.
I don't have to report anything.
I could just continue to give away my wealth as much as I want.
But greedy John, somehow he sneaks back in the line, and I didn't notice him the second time, and I hand him another bundle of $14,000. Now I've given him $28,000 in this calendar year, and I didn't realize it, but I've given him the $28,000. That's over the $14,000 a year limit. Am I in trouble? Do I owe taxes? Probably not. I am starting to go into my exemption. I have, as an individual, I have close to $5.5 million currently that I can give away over and above the $14,000 a year, and I won't have to pay any taxes. Now, that is a lifetime limit, so it doesn't reset every year. So if I've given away $5,500,000 in a previous year, now I'm past that limit and I would have to pay taxes. But as long as I'm under the, you know, right now it's $5,450,000, and it goes up a little each year. As long as I'm under the exemption limit, I don't owe any taxes. I am supposed to tell the IRS that I've used part of my exemption. So I file a gift tax return that says I'm into my gift tax exclusion. So reduce the amount of money that I have available to me that I can give during my lifetime now and also at my death. But I'm not going to owe any taxes. And so as long as I don't go past the $5,450,000 limit lifetime over the $14,000 a year, not taxable.
No, in fact, you're supposed to file that Form 709 when you give more than 14, if you give to the person standing in line twice. But you know something?
But if I'm worth $200,000, the IRS does not want to hear from me.
No, and if you're never, even if you're going to be worth $4 million by the time you're gone, the IRS still doesn't want to hear from you. I mean, you're supposed to file that form, and I guess they'll accept it if you take it.
But they get a lot of paperwork, and this is, unless you're going to be into an estate tax situation, it's probably not an issue.
No, it isn't. All right. Now, with, as far as gifting goes for people with large estates, what do you do? There's some strategy involved. Professor Plum has met with some folks. He'll give you some examples coming up. 877-PLANNER is our number. PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Lines open. Give us a call. Bucket Strategy Investing continues right after this.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr., on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
+877 PLANNER, PLANNER. Get on board, ask your money questions. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, talking about your money issues. And we've been talking about gifting. By the way, we'll also get to your emails. I know we got quite a few to get to this hour and next hour as well. We'll get to those in a bit. If you want to email us, you go to our website, Wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, WealthEd.com. All right, now, you had said before the break, Professor Plum, we're talking a little bit about estate planning. Now, gifting for estate planning purposes actually can work for certain people who have enough money to do so.
Right, and there are those people out there. I mean, I don't want to discount the fact that there are still some people that have estate tax issues. Even married couples with $11 million or more, they have potentially some estate tax issues. We were working with some people the other day, and their estate's worth, you know, $20 million, and it's growing. They're still in their mid-50s, and they're adding to their net worth. They're saving. They're building. And so their estate tax problem, unless you believe that the Congress is going to say, well, we're just not going to go after the rich people anymore, their estate tax problem is only going to get worse. And so they're looking at ways to hopefully redo some of the things in their estate to pass more of it. Well, it's not that they want to make their kids uber rich, but they would rather their kids get the money than Congress. They'll give Congress their fair due, but anything in that they can do to eliminate what Congress gets or reduce is fair game. And so they're looking at the ways to do that. And gifting is one of the ways to help reduce an estate. Now, at $14,000 a year, if you've got, you know, $20 million bucks, $14,000 a year is kind of a drop in the bucket. It really doesn't slow things down very much, especially when you're still building. But there are ways to potentially leverage gifts up, you know, by either using some type of estate planning techniques where you can have different valuations, family limited partnerships and other things, so that you can use some of that, you know, go past the $14,000 limit. Use some of that $5,450,000 exemption today, because if I make a gift of $5 million today to, you know, my kids, let's just say that's the way it is, and that grows to $10 million by the time I die, only $5 million of it is part of my estate. The growth on it is no longer in my estate. And if I can take that $5 million asset and through discounts and valuation tools and everything else, basically give it away at a current value of $4 million, $3 million, and it's still the same asset, the kids still get the $10 million, but I was able to use less of my exemption and I can give more away. So there's lots of things that when you work with advisors, you can help yourself do that. Now, one of the easiest things that people will look at doing, especially when they first start getting above and into the estate tax limits, and we're only talking the federal side here. There are states that still impose a state death tax or a state inheritance tax. So depending upon the state that you live in, you may want to employ some of these tactics a little bit sooner than just the $5,500,000 limit, because your state's going to hit you before this. But one of the things that a lot of people will do is just buy a life insurance policy. Now, they don't just buy a life insurance policy on the, you know, and keep it in their estate. If I go out and I buy a life insurance policy, let's say I have a $5 million, I'm single, $5,450,000 is my total net worth. I don't owe any estate taxes. But I buy a policy, a life insurance policy, because I want to provide something for somebody, and I am the owner of it. Well, guess what? my estate now exceeds the $5,450,000 limit because the death benefit is going to be included in my estate when I die.
Yeah, I think people do forget about that sometimes, you know?
And so that's, in many cases, that's one of the things that pushes them over the edge once they get, you know, they've got $3-5 million. Maybe a married couple has $7-9 million, and they've got $4-5 million worth of life insurance.
Yes, which you might expect.
Which you're looking at saying, well, $7 million isn't over, but 12-13 is, because the life insurance is owned by the individual, and therefore it's going to be included in the estate when that individual dies. But life insurance is one of the easiest tools to use to pay the estate taxes. But if I'm buying it inside my estate, I'm only going to have 60% of it left over to pay that. I'm not getting the full use of the money other than being very generous to the Congress. So you want to set it up properly. And you working with your advisors can help you set up. And this is very common where they use an irrevocable trust outside of my ownership. My wife and I would not own it. An irrevocable trust would own it. An irrevocable trust is not me. It's not part of me. It's not going to be included in my estate. Now I have to get money to that trust. So typically this is where we're dealing with gifts. We're giving gifts of $10,000 a year or more, basically $10,000 a year per person, per beneficiary in some respects, to this trust, and that trust is going out and buying the life insurance. And now, when I die, and when my wife dies, the taxes are still due because the estate's still the size it is, the money is available to pay the taxes. And we paid for that tax with a lot less money than what the tax actually due is. So we're using discounted dollars to pay for the tax.
Yes, because when you add, if you have a couple worth say $12 million, okay,
mm-hmm.
a single widow, let's say now she's worth $12 million, portability, she's okay. But now, of course, if she dies, let's say it's still estate tax still is $11 million, she's $1 million over that. If
right.
she had life insurance that she owned personally, say $3-4 million, she's way over it now.
Right, that pushed her even further
right.
over it.
But by taking the life insurance and then putting it inside, say. Well,
there's a difference between taking existing life insurance and putting it into the trust.
Well, I mean,
and buying life insurance. Now,
that's
what
I'm referring to.
There's a time period.
Yeah.
As long as you live more than 3 years, you're fine.
Well, I'm referring to buying it, but yes, okay.
There are things we have to follow. There are rules.
Yes.
How dare this happen? There are rules we have to follow. Darn it. But it's a matter of just finding out what is the purpose for what we're trying to. What are we trying to achieve here? What are we trying to get through? And then not basically making it worse for ourselves, and trying to make it better. Whether we're making gifts to family members, we're not worth $5,450,000. And this is where we see people freak out. I can't give it to them because it's going to cost me taxes. Well, if you've never given the $5,450,000 away, it's not going to cost you any taxes, at least not from a gift tax standpoint. There's just so many misconceptions. And that's where, you know, listening to shows, having questions, calling in and saying, here's my situation. Am I worried or should I be worried about income tax, gift tax, estate tax? What are the issues?
Yeah.
What am I going to run into here? And you could run into a lot.
Yeah, and you've had situations where you've met with clients who have actually needed to get some strategy with regard to gifting.
Well, and how do we go about creating the what is the appropriate asset to gift? Even if you're not facing a gift tax, what should I be giving? I want to give my kids money for a down payment. Should I give them cash? Should I give them appreciated stock? Should I give them stock at a loss so that they think that they can take the loss? All of these things come into play, and there are right and wrong ways to do it. And the answer to that is, depends, like everything else, it depends. Are you in a higher tax bracket than your kids? Are your kids in a higher tax bracket than you? Do you have the cash available, or do you only have securities? Those are all issues and gifting issues. Typically, though, we do not want to gift an asset that has a current loss position in it. If I sell it, I can take a loss, because if I give that asset to somebody else, they now have a new basis, and their basis is the value when I give it to them, so that loss disappears. Nobody can ever take it. On the other side, if I have assets that have a gain in them, I have a stock portfolio, a piece of raw land or something, a capital asset that has a gain in it, if I sell it, I pay the gains. If I give it to somebody else and they sell it, they pay the gains. Or if I give it to charity, nobody pays the gains.
Nobody pays the gains because once.
And I still get the full value of the gift.
Exactly.
Well, as a donation.
We can explain more of this, and we're going to do so a little bit later on this hour. We've got to take a break. We're going to take a couple of calls. We've got some folks on hold. We will get to you. If you're on hold, don't go away. Sam in Seattle, I think you've got a question, and I'll get the other names in just a moment. 877-PLANNER is our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. You've got money questions, you get on board right now, 877-752-6637. Gifting or anything else, you give us a call. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. It is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer security through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
U2 America TV. Featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
To all you parents sending your kids off to college, do us a favor. Invest in some good bedding. The Company Store has things like mattress toppers that make any bed feel like a spa. And remember, this is about protecting your investment in your flesh and blood. College is expensive, and we need sleep to learn, and sleep is hard to come by here. But hey, it's your call.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit TheCompanyStore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code CAMPUS and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Quorum from Lucia Capital Group at the Brain Trust, talking about your money issues. We take your phone calls, we answer those questions right here, and we talk to you about whatever's on your mind. You've got money questions, you can also email them to us at our website, wealthed.com, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com. I said we do have some emails, we will get to some of those in just a little bit, and a couple of situations involving gifting, we'll cover those coming up. But again, 877-PLANNER. Our number, PLANNER. Let's head back to the phone line. Sam is up next in Seattle, Washington. Hi, Sam.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My question today is regarding Social Security and Medicare in the aspect of how much you're allowed to make and why, when you go over like $85,000 or whatever, why is that? What happens?
Well, you're 65 years of age or older, correct? And you're on Medicare?
Six in this coming August, but I'm not retiring until next February.
So when you retire, then you'll probably go on to Medicare, right?
Yes, sir.
And so when you go on Medicare and you choose Part B, C, or D, you're going to be paying a premium for that that insurance, that Medicare insurance. Medicare Part A, which is the hospital side of things, is free. It's paid for by the Medicare Trust, by the Medicare premiums that we pay, the Medicare taxes that we pay throughout our working career. Medicare Part B, which is the doctor visits and such, and Part D, which are prescription drugs, those are paid for out of pocket once we get on the insurance.
Right.
And right now, the premium for Medicare Part B is roughly $480 a month. Now, somebody's out there going, oh, no, we don't pay that. You're right, you don't pay that. The majority of people that are on Medicare Part B pay 25% of the premium. And the federal government, in their moving of assets or moving of ones and zeros from one ledger to another, pays the remaining 75%. Well, several years back, they felt that that wasn't fair and that wealthy individuals should pay a higher percentage of the actual Medicare Part B premium than people that make less money. And so they set the threshold for a single person at $85,000. So if you make more than $85,000, modified adjusted gross income, basically, you have the privilege of paying a higher percentage of the actual premium for Medicare Part B and D. How much? Well, it depends on how high over the threshold you go. And so if you go way over the threshold, you could end up paying, I think it's the top is 85% of the actual premium. So close to $400-some a month for that premium that other people pay $120 a month for. Some people are still paying $105. So it's all a matter of Where did they come up with the 85? I don't know. Congress pulled it out of the air. I'm sure it has to do with, you know, some multiple of the poverty line of this or that or some other thing. They had some rationalization for it. But it's $85,000. For a married couple filing a joint return, it's $170,000. But they're not looking at this year's income. They're looking at 2 years ago income. So for 16, they were looking at the 2014 income. They can't look at the 2016 income because they have no idea how much you're going to make this year. They can't even look at the 2015 income because right now they don't even know how much you made last year because there are a lot of people that haven't filed their return yet. They have until October 15th on extension to be able to file the return. So they look the previous year. They look 2 years back. And if you have an increase of an income in any one given year, you can expect to pay more for, and you go over the thresholds, you can expect to pay more for your Medicare somewhere down the line. Now, it is a year-by-year issue. So the fact that I may have gone over it 1 year doesn't mean I'll be subjected to that higher premium for the rest of my life. As soon as my income on the next tax return comes down, then I'm not going to deal with it. And now, there are some exceptions to the two-year look-back on the earnings issue. If you just retired, obviously, in many cases, your income's higher when you're working and then you retire. You don't want to base it on your pre-retirement income, so they'll let you use a current income statement. So that's what's going on with the Medicare. They're means testing Medicare Part B.
So I can't go into the Social Security office with last year's as opposed to 2 years ago. Yes, I'll be over, but I can't go in with the office with last year's statement or tax return to.
Well, you're working right now, so you have the.
I'm on a leave, and yes, and the leave ends in February, and then I'm going to go on retirement.
Right. So because you are terminating employment, you can use a current or a more recent income tax statement than 2 years ago.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
So termination of employment, death of a spouse, divorce, those are all issues that allow you to move away from the two-year look back on the tax return and use a more current tax return.
Okay, so I just make an appointment and get in there before February when I want, because I've already activated Part A.
Right, but that doesn't cost you anything.
Right, so, and I need to, I'm still on my company medical till February. And, so when I, long before February, I need to go in and show them 2015 tax statement.
You'll probably want to show them a projection for 2017. They'll take that because that's the year you're actually retiring.
Right, right, yes.
So you go in and say, here's where I'm going. I'm going to have this much from Social Security. I've got a pension of X. I've got this. I'm going to be pulling this much amount out of my IRA. That's well under $85,000. Therefore, I should be able to not be subjected to the two-year. Let's go today, and I'll pay the $120 or whatever it is for 2017 Medicare premium.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you so very much.
You're welcome, Sam. There may be some opportunities here for you, too. Hold on a second. Maybe we can talk to you a little bit more off the air here. Sam is just about to retire. He's going to retire next year. Now, okay, so let's be clear on this again. For anybody who is the reason they're going back 2 years and looking at that is because that's the tax return that they have.
Right, and they can do that electronically. They can just, the IRS shares information with the Social Security Administration, and they say, okay, They match up the returns for the most recent return on file that everybody's got on file, and that's 2 years ago. It's not last year's because they haven't even got them all yet. And so they're looking at what is the most efficient way to do it. It's through computers matching them up, but they will make exceptions if you qualify. Termination, death of a spouse, divorce, those are the main ones that allow you to avoid the two-year look back on the tax return, because even they realize that 2 years ago, if you were working 2 years ago and you retired today, Most of the time, your income was a lot higher when you were working than when you're retired, and so even they consider that not to be fair, and they will look at a projection of this year's.
When you say termination, you're really talking about either ending the job, laid off, fired, or retired.
Most of the time, it's retirement.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It may be that you don't want to retire.
Yeah.
But you left employment, not by your choice. Well, it doesn't matter why you leave the employment; it just matters that you did. Leave the employment.
Yeah. Nobody wants to pay that higher premium. I'm not sure why we do, but okay. All right. Not fair. Because you can afford it.
You're rich. Well, I mean, that's what catches a lot of people by surprise. A lot of people will ask, okay, I have this asset, this piece of raw land that we've had for years.
Yes.
Get this question. And if we sell it, what's the tax liability? Well, your normal income is around $30,000, $40,000 a year. Most of that's from Social Security, so you haven't been paying a lot in taxes anyway. You sell it for $150,000, $200,000 gain. You're going to pay, some of the gain's going to be at the 15% bracket or 0%. Some's going to be at 15. Maybe a little bit goes into the Medicare tax. And they say, okay, so I got to pay X amount of dollars. Yes. And 2 years from now, get ready to pay more for your Medicare. We just live on $30,000, $40,000 a year, and now they're going to ask us to pay another,
couple
thousand dollars a year?
Because you
$3,000 a year, 10% of our income in some respects? Well, because you had a big gain in 1 year, that this is in retirement, not before you terminate employment. Yeah, they're going to ask you to pony up more for your Medicare.
Yeah, now it could be just for that 1 year, because maybe you only made that sale in the 1 year, but that's a whole year.
Yeah, and it probably would be for that 1 year. And so,
yeah. That doesn't make sense. The whole thing is kind of ridiculous to me.
So there may be ways to structure the sale to keep you under the $170,000 married couple joint return limit.
Are you saying there's a way to do that?
Maybe. Maybe you structure the sale so that you get the payment in two payments, installment sale, 2 years. So instead of selling it in October, you get half in October and half of it in January.
So anybody who's going to have a rather large increase in their income, especially people who are, say, in the 15% tax bracket, if you're single, say, and it's going to put you up over that limit, you need to be careful. You need to be planning for a big tax, a big increase in your Medicare.
And there are ways to potentially, and I don't mean stretch it out for a 20-year time horizon, but maybe stretch it out into a couple of years so that you can avoid the extra Medicare premium. So maybe you can keep more of the gain. You know, gain this year, you maybe had $50,000 of room for the gain to be a 0% tax bracket. If you got $100,000 of gain, you sell it and you get a payment in October and a payment in January, the $50,000 in October, you're going to be a 0% tax bracket for in this hypothetical example. The $50,000 in January, same thing.
Yeah.
But if you'd done it all in 1 year, that extra $50,000 would have cost you a couple, you know.
And you know something? I think the average person.
$7,500 in taxes.
I think the average person probably isn't aware that that is even going to happen to them. So they're going to go off. They're just going to say, oh, great. I get a nice, you know, $80,000 gain. I'll pay a little bit of taxes on that capital gain, and everything is going to be fine. Not thinking that they're going to have this Medicare premium increase, certainly for the year. I mean, coming up in another year or so.
Taxes are a pain.
That's right, which is why you shouldn't try to do this stuff on your own, folks. This is why you need an advisor. You need somebody who says, hey, I've seen this situation before. This has happened. I talked to people just yesterday and found out this is exactly what could happen to you. All right, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. We got some room on the phones for you, so if you got a money question, I would advise you to call right now. Phone lines are open. We've also got some emails to get to. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, coming right back right after this.
If you're investing in the stock market, you know there may be reward, but you know there will be risk. So consider this. Would you sacrifice some of the gain you may get with your investments if you could potentially reduce some of the risk and potentially cut some of your losses? If you answered yes, you need to learn about a risk buffer strategy. With a risk buffer strategy, an insurance company insures your investment for a certain percentage of loss over a given period of time, and you determine the level of protection you get. Watch a short video at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. That explains how you can potentially reduce risk when the market may be down, but still capitalize on stock gains. Can you find a way to manage risk in unpredictable markets? Watch the video at riskbuffer.com. Riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education. Learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice. Get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning. Choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard-of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminate up to 20% off, with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
Market Strategy Investing. We're here for you every day at this time. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Kwong from Lucia Capital Group, the Brain Trust, standing by, as we have for many, many years, to answer your money questions, talk to you about strategy, and give you the best in money information. We do this every day, and I think we do it quite well. By the way, there's another hour just ahead in many cities across the country, so keep tuned in right here. And if you're in an area that doesn't carry the show for that second hour, whatever, you can watch us at Biz TV, or even better, you can find us at WealthEd.com, our website, WealthEd.com, which is where you send us your emails as well. We will get to some of these emails possibly before the top of the hour. I wanted to bring this up, though. By the way, again, 877-PLANNER, we got some lines open. We were talking about gifting earlier in the hour, Professor Plum, and you've run across different situations when you're meeting with people. And
people worry about this $14,000 number.
Yes, as if they go over it, all of a sudden, somebody's going to have to start paying taxes, 50% tax, this, that.
Well, it's 40, but, you know.
Well, it doesn't matter. Once you hit 30, 40, it might as well be 50. What's
and
the
that
difference?
Doesn't happen right away either. That gets scaled up. But anyway. So we're looking and we're talking about different ways. We're planning on how to pay for the, you know, potential estate tax. It was somebody who was worth $20 million, so they were $9 million over. So they have about a $3.64 million estate tax if they were to unfortunately pass away today, husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
So they were looking at buying some life insurance for the first issue, and then they were looking to do some techniques to help reduce the estate, or at least try to reduce the growth of the estate as they go along. But they looked at it and said, well, how much is a $4 million life insurance policy cost? Well, it's more than $14,000 a year. I mean, you got to figure it's going to be
a little
more.
Sure.
But it's not way over it. And so, plus, they're not limited to $14,000 a year.
I'm sorry, were these people older? They're
in their late 50s.
Okay, so they were at least still insurable at this point.
Yes, and they were in good shape. They were going to be able to get some reasonably priced insurance. And so what they were looking at, multiple phases of their estate plan. First phase was to cover the immediate needs. Second phase was to help reduce the potential growth, because they were still growing this thing like crazy.
Yeah.
And then doing some serious valuation discounts as we go. But the first phase was to at least get it covered for today. But they were worried about the $14,000 limit. Well, it's $14,000 per person, and it's $14,000 per recipient. Mom and dad, that's two people. That's $28,000 they can give to any one person. And they had multiple beneficiaries that were going to be beneficiaries of the irrevocable life insurance trust. So they were able to, you know, basically give at least $56,000 a year if they wanted to. They were looking to put $50,000 a year in. That would give them $6,000 left to be able to make other gifts to the kids later on.
But, or anybody else that they wanted
These two. That's only talking about the two kids. And so they were able to give away a lot. And it wasn't the 14,000 number they were dealing with. Two kids beneficiaries, two parents, 14, 14, 14, 14. That's 56,000 of annual gifting without getting into the 5.5.
Nobody even has to know about any of that.
Don't even
have to
tell it.
No.
Now, the trustee of the trust still has to do some letters and still has to do some things to make sure that it is included the right way with here, there, and everywhere. But it's a small price to pay to get a $4 million life insurance policy.
Yeah, 877-PLANNER, our number. What they were trying to do, they were worth $20 million. They're $8 million or so above, actually $9
million. $9 million above.
Even a little bit more than $9 million above the... What they can, for practical purposes, that's what it was, what they can give away. They would have had, as you said, roughly a $4 million, maybe something like that.
Today,
if they died today. Estate tax, that is a bill that would be due.
And you've got 9 months to pony it up.
Nine months from the date of death, you're saying.
So a lot of that net worth was tied up in areas that they would maybe have a hard time selling and creating and turning into cash. Now, that's good for the second phase of the estate planning. From a valuation side, but it's a real tough one for right now because the IRS is going to say, hey, that thing's worth, current appraisals of that property is, $5 million, $6 million, all these different appraisals come in. So this is what we're taxing you on.
Right, and that's the bill you're going to get. So what they did was they constructed some life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
They said, we're going to put it, I assume they'll have it
inside. What's called second to die insurance. It's covering both lives. It pays off when the second one of them passes away.
Right, now it would not be included in their estate, though.
It's not going to be included in their estate because they personally are not buying it. Their own personal living trust is not the owner. They individually are not the owners. They are a separate... entity, an irrevocable trust that they don't have control over, is the owner. It's trustee that is not either one of them is in charge of it. The money goes in, they're making gifts to this trust, and the beneficiaries have the right to the money today, but then as soon as the beneficiaries don't use it, they can use it to pay the premiums, or they can choose to use it to pay the premiums. And then the life insurance is not part of the estate, so it's not creating an almost $2 million tax just on the life insurance policy.
Yeah, and so then the rest of the time what they're trying to do is figure out ways to reduce that estate by taking that $20 million. I mean, it's hard to do, even with...
It depends on the assets. If it was $20 million of marketable securities, just a stock portfolio, that's a lot harder to do because it's immediately liquid on any given moment. But if it's real estate, a business, things that are hard to move, a collection of something that's going to take just the right way to sell it, there are discounts that are available, so you can say that it's really not worth what the appraised value is. We may be able to get that value if we work at it, but on a fire sale, we're not going to get that value. So let's use that lower fire sale value as the gifting value.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, that's another technique that we don't talk about a whole lot.
It works. It works. And that's where the family living and partnerships come in, because if I give you...
Give us an example here of what you're talking
about. I got a $5 million piece of real estate. Let's just assume it's paid for.
All right.
And I've got five kids. And I want to give it away, but I don't want to use up my entire $5 million exemption. Well, I'm giving each of the kids 20% of it. Now, you get 20%. That's not enough to give you any control over it.
Right.
You have a minority discount. So even though you're receiving the value of $1 million... it's really not worth $1 million to you because you don't have any control over what goes on with it. You don't have any control over how it's run. You don't have any control over whether you sell it or don't sell it. So there's a discount because you're a minority owner. You don't have to show the full value. And so that's one way of getting a discount on it. So there's just different ways to value things. And that's where we can use those values for wealthy individuals to help retain the value for their kids rather than giving it to IRS.
Yeah, and it's something people need to think about. Now, if you're not ever going to be worth... four and a half, call it
five and a half plus.
Five and a half,
$1 million
individually or close to $11 million, then you may not need to do this, but there are plenty of people who are worth that. And by the, they do not want to have to write a check to Uncle Sam.
No, and there is a movement, specifically by one of the candidates that wants to reduce that back to $3.5 million.
I wonder which one that is. Let me think. Boy, I don't know. I'm stumped. If you need the brain trust off the air, you can talk to Professor Rick Plum or any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. You just give them a call at their off-air number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. You can talk to Professor Plum any of the advisors, the Brain Trust across the country. Once again, at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. We're finished with this hour, but there's another hour just ahead. Stick around. More Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.